I'm not smart enough to grasp this. And I've asked my friend Marianne Marsh, who is my Harvard classmate, a very brilliant woman up in Boston, to come in, and she's going to try to help me out, because I need help.
Uh-huh.
I need help. All right, one of my things is I am a big environmentalist. I am a green, okay? I am out there, and I want the cleanest environment possible. I want the government to oversee it. I want the polluters to be punished. I want ethanol. I want fuel cells. I want nuclear. I want all of the energy that doesn't have to do with coal and oil. That's what I want. Does everybody understand what I want?
Mm-hmm.
Then why don't I have it? Thank you. See, that again, is no impulse control. I yell, I scream, I jump. You know, I mean, it's true. What they say about me is true. So we don't have any of that. And that's what I don't understand. Why we don't have it. Why Brazil? Brazil. With big anacondas, piranhas, all right? Chaos in every city. They have ethanol for all of their automobiles. Brazil. I mean, they still have people in Brazil running around with the little darts. Hitting you in the head with the poison darts, with the loincloths. They still have them down there. And they're driving an ethanol vehicle. After they hit you with the poison dart, okay, they get into their ethanol vehicle and drive back into the Amazon to do whatever they do there, eat tapioca, whatever. But we can't have it here. We don't have it. What we have is oil that we have to pay $3.33 a gallon for. And where does that money go? It goes to Hugo Chavez. Okay? Who's sitting there in Venezuela, figuring out how we can have crooked elections, funding communist insurgencies throughout Central and South America. It goes to oil sheikhs who are sitting there giving it to Al-Qaeda so they can blow up babies in India, as they did today.